Yeah, that's fine.
Whole pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers. My name is Vince Fodi, and this is the Vince Fodi Hour. Chuck has been relegated to co-host because for the second week in a row, he couldn't be bothered to show up on time.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Look who the cat drug in.
That's the voice of Chuck Sauce that you're going to hear in the background because I haven't turned his microphone on yet.
I'm being punished.
Is my microphone on?
Your microphone is on.
Okay.
How are you doing? That's the voice of Corky Gardner that you hear there.
When did I get here, Vince?
You got here just before me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Punctuality, Chuck.
Yeah, Corky was here like 20 minutes early.
Uh-huh.
We both walked in right at the same time. I saw you walk in right before me, and you're caffeinated and ready to go and here on time. Do you think reading some celebrity sponsors is going to get you out of the doghouse there, Chuck?
Chuck, you come strolling in with sunglasses and a Hawaiian shirt. What is this, Batman on a surfboard?
That's the Joker on a surfboard.
You're a Joker. I heard you had something to drink last night, Chuck.
He had a little something to drink last night. I think it was 7 or 8 vodka sodas.
Is that right?
At open mic last night?
Yeah.
What's that? I can't hear you, Chuck. So, good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers, to everybody out there at home, listening on the radio, watching on TV, and all the ships sailing at sea. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. I'm your host, Vince Fodi, and joining me today in the studio is Corky Gardner, comedian extraordinaire.
Hey.
Corky, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing better than this guy. Mr. Giggles over here.
Mr. Giggles. I'm so glad that you could join me on the show today.
Yeah.
It's great to have you here, Corky.
Hola.
Now, we should mention that this is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. You can listen to us live on 88.5 KEKU, the voice of gravy. That's 88.5 FM. But you can also watch us live on Channel 55. So we're live on TV. Wave to the folks at home.
It's here. This is the camera. Camera one.
Camera one is there. I'm like all hunched down because I have to get in the frame that Chuck's usually in. So I'm like slouched over. Uh-huh. Here, do you want to switch seats?
No, yes! No. You deserve this, Vince. You're here first.
I want to switch.
Oh, my God. All right, we're going to give Chuck
one
more
chance. Hold on, we're going to switch seats here.
Oh, my gosh. You know, punctuality is really important. Folks.
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by Glenn Close's Closet. Are you looking for the best in celebrity closets?
You're getting close. No, don't touch my soundboard.
I'm doing it all, baby. Ugh, I am a hot mess this morning, except I don't think I'm hot.
Jeez. I can't believe this.
Dude. You're riding the gravy train.
Not for nothing. Your chair, I think, is more comfortable than my chair. And you know what? I might be switching again.
This chair, am I in frame now?
Only get one.
Yeah, you look great.
You only get one switch.
Right. You only live once, baby.
Is Corky in frame? Scooch in here, Corky. Today's show is brought to us by Jim Croce's Crochet Kits. He doesn't mess around with slimming. He doesn't mess around with quality crochet equipment.
No, he doesn't.
Looking for the best quality crochet equipment? You're getting croche. Here you go. Read that one, Corky.
Oh, man.
And also, today's performance is provided by Maggie Glenhall's bras. Don't be a saggy Glenhall. Vince!
I wrote that joke.
I mean, I got that sponsor. I don't understand it.
That's Gyllenhaal.
Okay, see, that's my first.
You just threw it on the ground?
That's how much I like that joke.
What's this, my Volvo?
I don't know.
Good morning, everybody.
You don't know who Maggie Gyllenhaal is?
No.
What about Jake Gyllenhaal?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, I had a really weird dream with Jake Gyllenhaal this week, and I'm not going to share it with you.
Okay.
Corky, you got a show coming up, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
What, tomorrow?
Uh huh.
Wow.
Tell me about it.
Is it the All American Circus coming to Rice Field?
Yes, I got on the trapeze.
The reason that we have Corky on the show today, even though we love to have Corky on,
in case I show up late.
We always love to have Corky on at any time. But specifically, Corky, you're here today to plug the show that we're doing tomorrow at Paella Bay Coffee. You've performed at Paella Bay Coffee before, right?
Yep, it's always a question mark.
That's one of... Actually, I'm going to disagree. I've performed there a couple times, and I've seen a couple shows there, and I think it's a great venue.
I didn't say that. I mean, what are people going to do? Are they going to bring in a beanbag?
Lick her feet.
There's always a wild card in that.
I was on the show.
What was that guy's name? Free?
Yeah, Free was there one day.
I hate Free.
One time someone gave me like the neck chop death threat. It's all anybody's game.
Yeah, also, you have the most adorable, poignant jokes. You're not like a radical
and someone
like, jerk face.
Really mad at me. Yeah, a misunderstanding.
It's like that time someone tried to fight Chris Rose. We're like, he's adorable. What are you doing?
Chris Rose is like the nicest like guy.
You and me.
He's like an EMT.
Yeah.
And some guy tried to fight him at that bar that was next to Corky's house.
How dare you save people's lives? I'm going to meet you outside.
But I'm looking forward to that show at Paella Bay Coffee. Friend of the show, Tina LaForge, is going to be on there. Corky's on there. I'm hosting that show. And there's a traveling comedian from L.A., Mike Missolati.
Miss a lot on the show.
Or Massolodi. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce his name, but hopefully I'll figure that out before I... And it sounds more Italian.
Really?
It's
Italian to me.
Yeah. his name's Massolati, not Massolatiopolis. So that show is tomorrow. That's Thursday, February 20th at Paella Bay Coffee. And then also, if you are a fan of comedy, you have a couple opportunities to catch comedy on island. Monday nights at Paella. Were you at the one at Story on Monday?
No.
The open mic? Open mic at Story. Are you aware that there's an open mic?
I love it.
I seem to have caught you off guard there.
No. I'm just thinking about Rhonda's show and what date that is. I think
that's next Thursday, the 27th.
Yes. Right. So that's 1 week from tomorrow. So we have Thursday the 20th is Paella Bay. And then the following week is Thursday the 27th. That is at Parlay in Wailuku.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we also have the Vibe open mic, which is every Tuesday at Vibe in the Triangle. Mm-hmm. We have the Story open mic, which is every Monday in Paella.
Yeah.
And I just found out something. Friend of the show, Sarah Silverman.
What?
Yeah, she's not an actual friend of the show, but Sarah Silverman is coming, and she's going to be here March 29th.
Oh, my God. This happens every year.
This is somewhat disappointing to me because I love Sarah Silverman. She's one of my favorite comedians. I've always wanted to see her live, and I've never gotten the opportunity. She's finally coming, but we're going to be in – we'll probably be in Florence.
Yeah, we're going to be in Florence.
We're going to be in Florence at that time. And the same thing happened to me 2 times ago that we went on vacation. We went on our European vacation. So you and me were in like Paris or something at the time when Weird Al came.
Yeah.
I've been waiting forever – like my whole life to see Weird Al in concert. I've been a fan of Weird Al since I was like a wee kid, like even before I was in school.
We used to have Weird Al Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Actually, and I think technically we could bring it back because we're not
on
Facebook.
He was coming. He played here like right before my birthday or like right around the time of my birthday. So it would have been the perfect birthday present for me. And it just so happened that we were out of the country at the time. So we missed Weird Al.
When Brian Regan was here too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Such a bummer.
Yeah. They always pick the worst possible time scheduling wise for Chuck and I for all the great acts that come through
here. They do it on purpose.
Yeah, so I'm disappointed that I'm not going to be able to see Sarah Silverman, but she will be playing at the Mac Saturday, March 29th.
Well, that's because we're so big, Vincent Fodi, that other people don't want to come to Island.
There's not enough room on this island for the three of us.
Yeah, you know it, baby. Mm. My wife made treats for you guys today.
Oh, awesome.
One of the entire plates is for your sister and her family.
Oh, okay.
But these are for you guys to share, and you might notice it's not Rice Krispie treats. Do you notice what kind of cereal that is?
Is that Golden Grahams or Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Look at it. Hold on. It's the one that's got like the pockets. I don't know it. This isn't a quiz or anything. I don't know the name of the cereal. Ones that are like filled with stuff.
Oh, they're the loaded cereal.
Loaded!
So wow. But you don't know what kind of loaded cereal it is.
Strawberry and something.
Okay.
But they're delicious.
Yeah, so have you not had the loaded cereals yet?
Never.
Corky, have you had them?
No.
So there's a new type of cereal where they're called loaded cereals, where it's like a little cereal piece, but there's cream on the inside.
Another way to put it is they found a way to put more sugar in sugar cereal.
In sugar cereal. And I've had the birthday cake one, which your wife, Christy, gave me, which is really good. I've had one other flavor of it, and it was really good. I forget which one.
Well, you guys are in for a treat. I did manage to take a little nibble of these. I'm on keto, which means I just have kale and vodka, and it's a rough diet.
You want a you want a lemon biscotti?
I brought
in some lemon biscottis as well.
But I'm going to pass.
Wait, your diet is just kale and vodka, you said?
Pretty much. Sometimes whiskey.
I don't know if that's a good diet.
Sometimes he skips the kale.
But it's working. I didn't fit in the shirt before, and now it's loose.
I'm sure you fit in it before. It's a big shirt. But these lemon biscotti were given to me by a friend of mine. Oh, she's actually a friend of the show. She's been on the show before, Katie.
Oh, my God. From Katie's.
She was the girl that makes the mac nut milk. Oh. And now she has a company that makes like granola bars. But she works at Ferraro's. And Ferraro's makes these little lemon biscottis that they give away to their guests at the end of the night. Like when you drop your check, they give you a little lemon biscotti. Ooh. And they're so good. I'm hooked on them. I've been eating them all the time. I'm a big fan of that.
I avoided going to Ferraro's for so long because it's a very expensive place in the very expensive part of Ireland.
Yes.
And I went last
year. It's in the Four Seasons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's in the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like...
I'm not going to the Four Seasons unless I can meet Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was good, but not as good as that pop-up tequila restaurant.
Yeah, Dos Hombres.
So good.
That was great.
Dude, I have my anti-biscotti and I like those biscottis.
Yeah.
I don't like biscottis at all. I don't think biscottis should exist usually, but these are more crispy and crunchy and all that.
Yeah, they're good.
There's a lot of desserts out there that I disdain.
Some biscotti are like too hard and too crunchy, or like bland. They're going to break your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the granola bars that if you get lost in the woods, you could find people.
Yeah. Biscottis are good for like eating with coffee. I don't like a lot of crunchy. I don't like really crunchy cookies and dry cookies. As you know, I'm a big fan of soft-baked cookies.
Yes.
I like chewy.
You
like
your
soft
burgers
baked.
Sloppy and your cookies moist.
Yes, exactly.
So biscotti's meant to be dunked, is that right?
Yeah, biscottis are good. They're kind of like meant to be enjoyed with coffee. So I've been eating them in the morning with my morning coffee, and I gotta say I'm a big fan.
Yeah, if you don't have liquid with it, you're asking for chicken.
Also, I don't know if you have ever had if you go to an Italian place, if you get an espresso. If they're really fancy, they'll garnish it with a little lemon twist.
Yeah, or like three espresso beans.
Right, and so this is really nice because it's got a little bit of a lemon flavor to it, so it goes great with coffee or espresso. It's just a nice little accompaniment.
I've been lemon zesting things lately. I didn't realize that you could use part of a cheese grater for anything other than cheese.
I have one of those zesters where it's like it looks like a giant nail file.
Yeah,
and I zest stuff every once in a while. Sometimes when
so
I
zesty.
He looks like a zesty guy.
Yeah,
when
is,
I make
yeah.
pizzelles mm-hmm. have a little lemon zest in them as well. Mm. Every once in a while I have a recipe that calls for a lemon zest, like if I'm making a cheesecake or something like that. And you got to be careful with those zesters because I've zested my finger on more than one occasion where you're kind of zesting and then there's a little bit of me in every bite.
That's kind of good though because now you're harder to find when you commit crimes.
Yes, exactly. Now
I don't just zest dessert. I've been zesting like meals.
Everything?
Put a little, yeah, dude. Put a little zest in it. A little lemon.
Oh, I thought you were zesting like the meatloaf.
Oh yeah, Chuck takes a meatloaf and he's just zesting it.
I do that with Spam though.
He does. We talked about that on the show 2 weeks ago.
That's like an innovation, I think.
Mm-hmm. He's taking
Chuck
the Spam
Thompson.
Chuckovation.
It's a Chuckovation.
Now, at the end of March, you and I are going to be off island. But Corky, you just got back from a little vacation. Where did you go?
Where in the world was Corky?
Yes.
To Costa Rica.
That's our new segment.
To Costa Rica.
Yeah, because you guys sent me there for the story.
Yes.
We couldn't afford Panama, but you made it real close.
You told me to take a bus.
I sent you there to bring me back some Coke without fentanyl in it. Because you can't get Coke in the U.S. anymore because it's all laced with fentanyl.
I got you, bro.
But Costa Rica, it's all cheap and fentanyl-free down
there.
That's
free and easy, and the dogs aren't leashed.
Yeah, the one is with them.
They're all happy, and they all look the same.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
No leashes in Costa Rica. The dogs are everywhere.
As we know.
Have dogs, they walk and they're just like, all of them are like Cesar Chavez or whoever that guy is. Dog, how do you say his name? No.
Cesar Chavez.
No, is that the dog whisperer or is that the emperor?
That's Cesar Milan.
Oh, I keep getting those mixed up.
I think it's Hugo Chavez.
Cesar Puede, Perito. But yeah.
Did you get any platos typical?
What?
Did you get any typical plates?
Oh, yes. I got platos typical.
Platos typical.
I got the beans and rice every morning. Mm. And then they had a lot of plantains.
A lot of plantains.
I'm not really.
How was it down there? Dangerous. Like, price-wise.
I was making it dangerous. Oh, prices were good.
Yeah? I mean, I'm guessing our dollar against the Costa Rican...
Well, 500... Million. What, one colones is $500.
No. Oh, whoa.
No. What I'm saying is 500 colones is $1. That's why I kept getting...
Yeah.
Yeah, 500 colones is $1.
And how much is platos typical?
A typical platos is about $6,000. I spent $24,000 on lunch one time.
Oh, really?
Because it's actually like
that's 12
bucks. Yeah.
Oh, not bad. Colones.
But when I got the bill, I was like, sticker shock. I'm like, yeah. It was $64,000.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't mean.
You spent $64,000 on room service?
Kevin!
But the coffee is good, too.
Yeah, well, man.
I'm glad that you made it back safely, especially because I know that you have a little bit of a slight dog phobia.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all the perritos were free. Yeah, but they were all they all had a smile. It was like a video game.
So they were like happy dogs?
Yeah.
Los perros felices.
Maybe dogs don't want to be unleashed.
They're super nice, and they're all just like, they're kicking it like a joke. Like, ha-ha, I'm a funny dog.
And yeah, well, I think like, you know, because... They probably rely on strangers feeding them, so they probably have evolved to be like, hey, we better be friendly or else we're gonna just starve to death.
Yeah, well, I saw a lot of happy dogs on porches, and they didn't run away, and they're just happy dogs. So we gotta take some notes. These dogs here bark. They don't have to do that. It doesn't have to be that way.
But not very stringent leash laws, is that what you're saying?
It was, yeah, but it was like the people had more control over their dogs than here. And I saw a dude just walking three dogs, like a little one, a big one, and a Dachshund, and they were just chilling with him. And sometimes they run into the street, and cars are like, and then the dog comes back.
I like the videos when you see the dogs, and they're crossing the street, but they wait for the crosswalk light.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, those are cool. And then also in Russia, Russia is filled with tons of stray dogs. And in Russia they learned how to ride the subway, and so they'll just go on the subway and hang out in the subway and ride the subway around.
Really? And they get off at certain stops?
There's a cat in London that knows what stops to take.
Dude, yeah. I had a pigeon walk me across the street one time.
Whoa. Jesus.
Now
it's like a pigeon boy scout. I'll take you across the road.
Now these strawberry treats are red. And they're reminding me of a holiday
communism
that just passed. Valentine's Day.
Oh,
so
yeah.
How was your Valentine's Day?
I spent it in Costa Rica with a hotel floor show of a guy that dressed like Cupid that got like elevated on the strings.
Okay, now that answers another question that I had was that is Valentine's Day big in other countries? Because I feel like Valentine's Day, I mean, like, it's based on a saint, right?
Yes.
They killed him. Decapitated and beaten. It's a terrible story, actually.
But I feel like the whole leaning into it and buying people stuff for Valentine's Day feels like a very Americanized version of Valentine's Day. But people in other countries, down in Costa Rica, they were celebrating Valentine's Day.
Well, granted, I was at a hotel. They might have been doing it for us, the tourists.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, when you were walking around, did you see any Valentine's Day related stuff outside of the hotel?
They seen as they couldn't let us leave the hotel.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what was going on out there.
What town are you in? You couldn't leave the hotel.
I'm drawing a blank.
Let's not put her on the spot.
Yeah, I don't remember, but it's like it was an all inclusive resort, which I'd never been to that before. It means you could have all the drinks you want, Chuck.
Oh yeah,
Chuck, you would love it.
I would.
Chuck, how was your Valentine's Day?
That was great. I did what I always do. I make cards and I write a poem for my wife.
Oh my god.
We try not to spend money on it.
That's cute.
I think we just ate charcuterie. What day of the week was that?
Valentine's Day was on a Friday. I celebrated my Valentine's Day 2 days earlier because my wife and I are both in the food service industry, and Valentine's Day is one of the busiest days of the year for anybody that works
in a restaurant. It's a terrible day to get a table, guys. Don't do it.
I say this every year, but only idiots go out to eat in restaurants on Valentine's Day.
That is correct.
It's the most, as somebody who's worked in the service industry for a long time, I can tell you it's complete amateur hour. Only the worst people who like come out from underneath their rock to go eat in a restaurant like once a year.
Yeah.
And it's always super busy. It's a nightmare.
Right.
Being in a restaurant or working in a restaurant on Valentine's Day. It's always a nightmare. Just stay at home, light a candle, make your wife a nice card, and, you know, cook a nice little meal. I made my wife, we were talking about this last week, those Costco lamb shanks.
Oh, it's so good, right?
Which, by the way, they were phenomenal.
Now, and did you just
and
boil
also,
them
I couldn't, I was going to sous vide them, but then I realized when I took them out that they're like already in the bag and they're already like pre-cooked and have all the juices and stuff. So I was thinking I was going to have to like go like make them actually.
No.
But they're like hot and ready to go. They were H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Oh, you just did it, baby.
They were hot to go. And all you did was just put them in the pot, boil them for like 25 minutes and they were ready to go. I also made some polenta.
Oh, yeah.
Polenta usually takes about a half hour to make. So
polenta's
I started it.
Way better than grits.
I started the polenta like 5 to 10 minutes before I started making the lamb shanks. And I also
were they Tom Hanks lamb shanks?
I cooked some asparagus as well. So we had a nice little delicious Valentine's Day meal, lamb shanks and polenta, and the polenta is so good.
That's a hard thing to find. Good polenta.
Caller number good 5, you're live. We're talking about polenta on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hey, it's President Trump. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I had a wonderful Valentine's Day. I took Elon out to Ruth's Chris.
Yeah, did he put out?
Absolutely. You know he did, boys. I'm too sexy. Come on.
Anything else you did for Valentine's Day?
Well, I was working on the tax plan. I'm going to save you guys a lot of money. I can't wait.
Right.
You do make over $450,000 a year, correct?
Let me check.
Not that I'm declaring.
Yeah.
Also,
okay, I'm sorry, you're not going to save any money. You're actually going to pay more taxes.
That'll help though, right?
Okay, cool. I saw that before when you were campaigning, you were telling everybody that if you worked in a restaurant that you weren't going to have to pay taxes on tips. And then when I saw your tax plan, we're still paying taxes on tips.
Yeah.
I mean, the billionaires need a break, boys. You got to understand. They've been paying so little for so long, and they're going to pay less.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I do. My heart does go out to the billionaires.
Yeah, they have our best interests in mind every step of the way.
Now, I saw that you guys are out there. You're saving a lot of money by slashing the budget from a lot of government industries. I saw that you are getting ready to cut Medicaid, which helps a lot of poor people be able to afford their medicine.
Yeah, we had to cut it. I mean, the poor people are just going to have to die, I guess.
No, because we're going to make Canada the 51st state, so they can just go to Canada to get their Medicaid, right?
Yeah, it's states' rights. So hopefully Canada will be able to keep their they'll be able to keep their socialized medicine. Now, all that money that you're saving with Doge, you're going to take all that money and you're going to give it back to the American people?
First of all, it's pronounced doggy. And, yeah, some American people will be getting the money back. Some of them. Not all of them.
So you're saying that the American people are going to be getting it doggy style from the Trump administration?
100%, boys.
Okay. All right. Well, we're definitely looking forward to that, and we definitely appreciate you calling. Any final thoughts, President Trump?
That's it, boys. You keep America gravy, baby.
Okay.
Thanks. I'm really happy we gave him the biscuit.
We're going to make America gravy again. Thank you so much, President Trump.
Our once and future king.
Right. Au revoir.
Au revoir, François.
It's nice to hear
he's
you.
So polite.
I wonder if Ivanka was his Valentine. Speaking of which, I was at Long's and I was looking through the Valentine's Day card and it's like there's like Valentine's Day cards for your wife and Valentine's Day cards for your girlfriend and Valentine's Day cards for all sorts of people. And then I saw one section where it was Valentine's Day cards for your daughter and is Valentine's Day not what I think it is? What is Valentine's Day? Corky.
Well, okay.
I don't know.
Corky. What is Valentine's Day?
It's a lot to different people, but I don't know if that's inappropriate. I think my dad used to give me a rose on Valentine's Day. Just like sometimes you give women roses on Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah, you're
it doesn't always mean, yeah. So I think it's all right.
But why?
I don't think a card. I don't know if anybody would. I don't think my dad would ever give me a Valentine's card. That's kind of crazy. Like a lot of effort, you could just say.
But what's the rose for?
Because roses are given on Valentine's Day.
I always thought it was like Valentine's Day was about like romantic love. That's the impression that I got. Now, granted, I grew up not celebrating Valentine's Day, so my perception of a lot of holidays are a little skewed. Mm. But I'm sure you grew up celebrating Valentine's Day, right, Chuck?
Yeah, absolutely. But you didn't. I wouldn't give it to family members, but you do Valentine's Day in school. You give it to your classmates.
All the classmates.
And what's the deal with that? Like, I don't
little Valentine cards.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, what is the point of that? Like, because it's got hearts and stuff on it.
Yeah.
And you don't give it to everybody. You just give it to the people that you like. Because I remember in school, everybody would make their little Valentine's Day mailbox. And then everybody would walk around and put Valentine's Day cards in the boxes of like the kids that they liked.
Seems like really easy way to ostracize people. And
they made us choose everybody.
Especially at a very young age when like that's super important to people to not ostracize them.
Peter gave you one. What are you, a homosexual?
Yeah, and then there's always like the one kid that didn't get any Valentine's Day cards, and it's like, is that
Mike
really?
Morgato.
I got it on okay.
Yeah, you did all right.
Yeah.
No,
in my school, they made everybody give everybody Valentine's.
Yeah. Okay. See, I think that's the right thing to do. But it's I don't understand. It's got hearts and stuff on it.
Valentine's Day is fundraisers where you buy expensive stuff and it goes. To
yeah, but Valentine's Day is always like it's like Cupid and love and hearts, and it's like I don't. Are we getting our wires crossed on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
Some of the cards just say, like, you're my good friend, you know.
But the one you sent me for a daughter, it was a good segue from Trump because it sounded like the card wanted to bang their daughter.
Really?
Yeah. And I tried to find
you know
a card.
You know what's bad when Corky's, like, takes a sip break?
I tried to find a card from a father to stepdaughter. Didn't have them.
Mm. Oh, my God. So what are you getting at here?
Well, all I'm saying is...
Here's to getting stuck in the
sink.
Don't
stepdaughters deserve the same Valentine's Day love that a father gives to his actual daughter?
Yes.
His biological daughter. So are the stepdaughter Valentine's Day cards?
You should write a letter to
Hallmark. Is very family oriented.
I feel like Hallmark is like, maybe this, like, I understand that we're kind of crossing a line with the father-daughter Valentine's Day card, but they're like, maybe we're taking it too far with the stepdaughter Valentine's Day
card.
People
do the crazy father, like the father-daughter's dances to the extreme where they have to pledge their virginity for their dad.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for that card, try the almost funny section. They got
That's where Vince finds all his material.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I want to talk about something. There's a little thing I want to talk about.
We're not doing
follow-up junction, but there is a small little thing I want to mention. Have you heard about Elon Musk's penis, Corky?
No, I haven't.
Musk's penis.
Fill me in. What's going on?
There's this thing that's been blowing up on the internet right now that everybody's talking about. It started with a tweet from Azalea Banks talking about something that Grimes had confided in her. It has to do with Elon Musk's penis. So it turns out that apparently Elon Musk had a very tiny penis. And then he allegedly went to go get a penis implant. Uh-huh. And it was botched, which left him impotent.
So that's
hold on. So not only is he getting like hair implants, but he's getting penis implants. He's getting gender affirming procedures.
He is getting gender affirming procedures.
So is that why he's all against it? Because like, think about it. Growing up, like, you ever have friends that you know they were gay, but they were like, they thought they were like mad that anyone was gay, and we decided to sit next to them in the movie theater. They're like, "What are you, gay?" And it turns out that they were homosexual. There's something wrong.
Could be, but his daughter's also transgender, right? That's why he got him mad.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why he banned the word cis on Twitter because he thinks he called it hate speech. So you're not allowed to say the word cisgender on Twitter anymore.
Wow.
Down. And that kind of correlates with him getting angrier throughout life, right?
Yeah, well, it also makes sense as to why he's a Nazi as well, because as we know, Hitler had a micropenis.
So this is like
what?
Friend of the show Cool Hand Luke even has a joke about Hitler having a micropenis.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense because I understand why he became Republican, because everybody takes sort of the same path. It's like you get rich, and then you get powerful, and then you get corrupted by that power and turn evil, and then you become Republican. Mm-hmm. But there's also this side track that Elon Musk went down, this like alternate path. You have a micropenis. then you become super powerful, and then you turn Nazi.
Yes.
And so it kind of makes sense, because you and I have talked about this before.
We talk a lot about this.
We've talked about this before, as to, like, if I had $100 billion, say, mm-hmm. I think Elon Musk's net worth is now up to like something like $300 billion or something like that. If I had $100 billion, even $50 billion, you would never see me again, right? You'd never hear from me ever again. I'd be in a yacht parked off the south of France, smoking opium and having sex with my harem of 19-year-old Ukrainian girls, right?
Yes, easy.
That's what my life would be if I had $50 billion.
Uh-huh. If I had $50 billion.
If I had $50 billion, is that bare naked ladies?
I'd sex traffic some Ukrainian
I'd
girls.
Have my harem of Ukrainian girls. But not underage girls, because that would be wrong.
Okay, so back to the track.
Okay, so are you not a bare naked ladies? Ladies fan, Corky.
They have a dope Christmas album, by the way.
They do have a really good Christmas album.
Were you born on a pirate ship?
That's the song If I Had $1 Million by Bare Naked Ladies. Yeah. Anyway, now it makes sense as to why Elon Musk is not doing that. It's because his penis doesn't work, allegedly.
But do you think he'd be like going to a Hedwig Angry Inch doctor if he had $50 billion?
Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
That's a great pull, wow. Corky. That's also a really great musical, yes. Which I'm a huge fan of. Hedwig and the Angry Inch is a guy who's born behind the Iron Curtain, or mm-hmm. and then to escape West Germany, a doctor cuts his penis off.
East Germany.
I didn't know that East was part Germany? Of the plot. Yeah, I didn't catch that part.
Wait, Doogie, did you not Doogie see Hauser's Hedwig? That's like
I saw the play, but most of it I remember is what happened after the beginning.
Well, it's also a really good movie.
Mm. I didn't
so if you haven't seen Hedwig and the Angry
it's
Inch,
a musical.
Highly recommend go check out that musical. But the Angry Inch is about his severed penis.
Yes, yeah. That's, or his and that might have happened allegedly to this poor child.
So. to escape apartheid South Africa.
I don't know what happened. I don't know the backstory. But my point is, why didn't he find a better doctor?
He, you know what? I feel like
maybe not all heroes wear capes.
Well,
they wear
also
smocks.
Also it. Maybe it was a last ditch effort, because I mean, do penis implants ever really work? I think he should have just stuck with his tiny penis and just, you know,
Elon, if you're out there.
It's no. Okay. You don't have to be a Nazi just because you have a tiny penis. It does make sense as to why he has so much money, and to why he, like, there's something inside. There's a hole inside him that he's trying to fill with all this money. Mm-hmm. And it's probably him not having a working penis. And now it makes complete sense to
Elon,
me.
Elon, you are enough. Okay. You're enough.
You are loved. Not by anybody.
Not me, but in
that
general,
I know, but someone out there.
Somebody
I'm
loves
sure.
you. Elon.
It's ironic, though, that he calls his company Tesla, because Tesla was all about free energy and anti-establishment.
He used to be cool, I think.
Yeah, he was cool.
What happened, Elon?
He got powerful, yeah. And then he became a rich. Well,
it's
then
the
he
internet.
Got he got well.
The internet.
What happens is it's the same thing that happened to Russell Brand. Is that he got really famous. Then he started like sexually harassing people.
Yep.
And then once you get in trouble for sexual harassment, you realize that the left is not going to support you anymore.
No.
And the only refuge that you have after that point is to be embraced by the MAGA crowd.
Yeah. So Russell Brand is hanging out with Dr. Oz and RFK.
What is going on?
Oh, is there anything
like
more reprehensible? Is that true?
Yeah.
What a reprehensible trio that is. Dr. Oz.
What happened to
kind of Alice in Wonderland world is this?
He used to be all about like metaphysics and
you're walking
law of
through
attraction.
The woods.
Russell
then,
Brand used to be cool.
Come yeah. on. Russell, what happened? You're enough to. But, you don't have to do this, Russell.
You don't. Yeah, Russell, come back to
you,
the good
used
side,
to be,
man.
You used to be fun.
Just take your lumps like a man. You too, Elon Musk. Take your little lump and just embrace it.
But I read that Elon was doing too much of his own Twitter, and it's like an echo chamber, and he's getting into the vortex or whatever.
That's how. You know, it's like you got to watch out. Whenever I'm going to go home, I got to clear my dad's YouTube feed.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you're getting, He's like, oh, Charlie, did you see that video about the execution? And I'm like, clear.
No, clear. I tried to do
He's
that.
Like, it was on the front page. And I'm like, clear. No, you're getting, no. You got to delete the algorithm on some of your friends mm-hmm. because they are getting literally a program to believe dumb, dumb, dumb things.
No, that's literally what's happening.
Yeah.
It's like the same way that your brain pathways rewrite themselves. People's algorithms rewrite themselves, and it's forming the way that it's changing the way that they think and behave.
They're not listening to enough biscuits and gravy.
No, that's for sure.
Because nothing is more well-rounded.
The worst part about the algorithms is that it's specifically being manipulated to cause people to think a certain way.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, I got off of Facebook a long time ago, and I'm super happy that I did, because it's just filled with nonsense and garbage. Remember when the moment it got bad was when they got rid of the chronological timeline.
Remember
when you would go through your timeline and all the posts were chronological?
You're on an app right now that where if you try to contact you online, it says, like, go hang out with me. I'm not doing the internet right now, right?
Yes.
What's that called? Tell me about it.
It's called the Boring Mode. Boring Mode is by Heineken.
Not the Boring Company. It's no. The Boring Mode. Oh, by Heineken?
Yeah.
I can get behind that. Yeah. I can get behind that.
What happened, I don't know how they did this, but there was a concert where they rolled this out, and somehow they shut everybody's phone to this Boring Mode.
Sweet.
And through the wires or whatever, and nobody in the concert could use their phone the whole concert.
That's cool.
Awesome.
And you can only use it, like, for emergency calls. It won't let you do any of the socials or whatever those are called.
And nice. So if you, I like that
if
idea.
If contact you while you're in Boring Mode, it says, like, hey, I'm still alive. I'm just not attached to my cell screen. Come and say hi to me. Let's go to, like, the park.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know what message they're getting.
Yeah.
It's cool.
We should all be inside a giant Faraday cage. I think the world would be a lot better.
But how are you going to promote your shows?
We don't promote our show. That's our secret.
Yeah, we were on the YouTubes. It was a couple, like, old ancient episodes from 8 or 9 years ago.
So we do all of our promotion on Instagram. We don't really follow up on Facebook anymore, but we are on Blue Sky, I think.
Oh, cool.
I mean, Spotify recommends us to people.
Yeah, nice. And you know what? The best recommendation is always word of mouth anyway, so tell your friends.
So,
yeah.
So you can get out of this.
When you're on a station like KAKU 88.5, its reach is just so big.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They do all the hard, heavy lifting
We're
for
We're breaking
us.
Through the Faraday cage of Kahului.
Yes, such a great job. We don't need to promote.
Yeah.
We're on we're on Akaku too, man. We're on TV.
Good for you, Vince.
Yeah, we are on TV, and that's how we promote. Good old-fashioned legacy media, like television, like live television. So check out our Spotify. Just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. You can also listen to all of our past episodes if you go to biscuitwars.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. Like, if you go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. You can also find us on Instagram at Biscuits and Gravy 808 and find us on Patreon at Biscuits and Gravy 808. Jeez. And if you got questions that you want to send in for Chuck Stuff, the Knowledge Buffalo, send them in to biscuitsandgravy808@gmail.com. You guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
Back to the yeah.
I got a game for us to play. We already today talked to a friend of ours who is a convicted felon, Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Mm-hmm.
And he's a celebrity. He's a politician. He's a convicted felon. And this game is going to be called Felony Baloney.
Ooh.
Or right, there's guys. Also there's another name. It could also be called Felonious Bunk.
No, okay.
Sweet Felonious Monk reference, guys.
Do you like Felonious Bunk better?
No, I like Felony Baloney.
You like Felony Baloney? Okay. And so this is a game where I'm going to tell you about a celebrity, and you have to tell me if they have a felony conviction. I'm not going to make you guys ring in for this. I just want you guys to kind of...
Remember last time, Chuck?
Yes.
I will keep score, but you guys can kind of like talk amongst yourselves and
talk
everything.
Talk amongst yourselves.
What do you mean? Is it team
yourselves.
Questions? Are we fighting for the gold or not?
You guys can kind of talk it out and discuss it, but we'll see if you guys land on the same thing or...
The winner has to be the host and show up on time.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so...
Sorry!
All right, okay. So... Our first one. All right. So, this isn't just have they been charged, because there's a lot of celebrities that have been charged with something
like Chris Brown's batteries,
but weren't actually convicted of a felony. We're only talking actual convictions. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So first one, Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
No.
No.
Matthew McConaughey.
I'm
you're saying
no.
Yes. You're saying no. The answer is. No.
Okay.
All right. Well, so, Chuck, you get a point. You see how that works?
All right.
If you guys both say the same thing, obviously, it'll just be a push.
What was Matthew McConaughey up against?
So, Matthew McConaughey did get in trouble. He got charged with a misdemeanor because cops went to his house to respond to a noise complaint where he was drunk and stoned and standing on top of his kitchen table playing the bongos
That's
in his own
crime.
House. Yeah. And then he was uncooperative, according to Texas police. But that could just mean that they didn't like his long hair or whatever.
He went on a wild rant where he was like, not exactly a lunatic, but remember he was going on rambling rants and trying to run for office during COVID?
Yeah, I think he tried to pull an Elon Musk.
Nice try.
I think he was ketamined out and just rambling. All right, our second one is Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, she's a felon.
Yeah. She had an ankle bracelet at one point. I remember.
No? So, Lindsay Lohan has been charged with multiple felonies at multiple times.
Really?
Every single time she was able to plead it down. So, charged with cocaine possession. She was charged with reckless driving, felony level of reckless driving.
Pleaded it down? Does it count?
She was also charged with felony grand theft. But every single time she was able to plead it down to a misdemeanor. So even though she has been convicted of multiple misdemeanors and she has been charged with multiple felonies, Lindsay Lohan has not been convicted of a felony.
I heard that if she was going to go to jail, she was just going to send her twin.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Tim Allen.
Yes. Oh, wait. No, he plead. Oh.
No, I don't think so. Because he's a narc, right?
Yeah, he's a narc.
He's a no.
Tim Allen was convicted for a felony amount of cocaine. He had 1.4 pounds of cocaine.
But you told me he turned over on some.
He did. He did rat out his friends to get a lesser sentence, to get his sentence reduced.
Wow. Talk about being a tool, man.
Yeah. He didn't even get a very good deal.
But, I mean, he was going to serve like 30 years, but he turned state's evidence and only ended up serving 2 years for possession of 1.4 pounds of cocaine.
He was 25 and in college. It's cool to go back to school, guys, but if you're 25 and you're in college selling coke, you're a loser.
All right, Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that is correct. Robert Downey Jr. Very good. Robert Downey Jr. got convicted on multiple probation violations and drug possession, and he was not able to plead it down. He was convicted of multiple felonies. All right, Jay-Z.
Ooh.
Friend of the show, Jay-Z, member of the Illuminati, rapper, producer, Jay-Z. Does he have any felony convictions?
I say no.
I'm going to go with no.
That is correct. Very good.
Yeah.
He got 3 years probation for stabbing a record executive at a party.
Yeah.
He did get charged with third degree assault. He was able to plead it down to third degree assault and instead of attempted murder. And then a couple years after that whole thing, it turned out that it wasn't even him. It was like the bodyguard. It was like his bodyguard or something.
Oh.
So he didn't even stab anybody. But he still got lots of street cred. Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes.
Yes, for tax evasion.
Wesley Snipes.
No.
Corky is correct. No.
Wait, really?
So
no.
Wesley Snipes did get charged with a felony amount of tax evasion. He served 3 years in jail for tax evasion, but he did only get convicted of a misdemeanor account of tax evasion.
All right.
Okay, Winona Ryder.
Got arrested for shoplifting, but I don't think it got felony.
Yeah.
Also, you can go to jail for 3 years and not be a felon. That doesn't make sense to me.
You can stab
somebody
and get 2 years.
I know, it's bizarre.
3 years just for stabbing?
3 years probation.
That's easy.
I know. Yeah. Only 3 years of probation for stabbing somebody.
Got me thinking. But
Wesley Snipes went to jail for 3 years for not paying his taxes.
Oh, my gosh. What a world.
He wasn't even a felon.
That's on Winona Ryder's riders, I say no.
So what do you think about Winona Ryder? Yeah. Winona Ryder's horses. Are you looking for something to mount? Think Winona Ryder. What do you guys think, Winona Ryder?
I think no.
Yes. Yes, she
really?
Was.
Wow.
So Winona Ryder.
What an unfair, cruel world we live
in. I know. In California, she did get charged with grand theft. In California, it's called a wobbler because you can either get, they can charge it as a felony or as a misdemeanor. She got charged and convicted of a felony count of grand theft. And then after she did some community service, it did get reduced to a misdemeanor, but she was convicted as a felon.
That's like
for a felony
cradle.
Count.
Yeah.
I want to see that movie where Winona Ryder as herself has to do community service.
Also, can I just say this game was extremely hard to research because if you just look up who is a convicted felon, it'll give you a list of celebrities who were charged with felonies, but it's so hard to find out what level they were actually convicted at. And it was really surprising, like finding out that Lindsay Lohan wasn't convicted with any felony charges, but Winona Ryder was.
Yeah, they got the wrong girl.
It took me a long time to do the research on that, but also it's very bizarre that Winona Ryder got charged with a felony because she like stole some clothes from Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, that was clothes. How is
but
that a felony?
Lindsay Lohan walked out of a jewelry store wearing like a $10,000 necklace, and they were just like, "Eh, she's all right."
That's crazy. I didn't.
She's
know
having
that,
a rough time.
They call it felony.
Well, she was way more popular than Winona Ryder ever was, so you had to let her go.
I thought you had to be stealing over a certain amount to be a felony. Right.
Well, to get charged with grand theft, you have to steal over a certain amount. But then, depending on what state you're in, they can either charge it as a misdemeanor or a felony based on whether they like it or not.
Laws are so weird. Yeah.
I know. OJ Simpson. OJ Simpson.
No.
Convicted of a felony. What do you think?
Oh, wait. Yes. Later in life.
What do you think?
No.
No, Chuck is correct. Uh-huh. OJ Simpson was convicted of... He was obviously acquitted of murder, but in Las Vegas, when he had that whole
sunglasses off the guy,
when he had that whole dust up, he got convicted of a felony count of kidnapping and
his stuff back.
I think it wasn't armed robbery, but he did get charged with a felony count of robbery and kidnapping.
And he steals somebody's sunglasses off.
So he was a convicted felon. Okay, Tom Hardy. Tom
Ooh.
Hardy.
I don't know who that is.
Tom Hardy. He's a British actor.
No.
That's correct. Very good, guys. Tom Hardy has no felony convictions. He does have a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
He really Isn't did a lot nice? Of work on this.
Danny Trejo.
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct. Very good. Danny Trejo served almost 11 years in prison for multiple charges, including robbery and drug possession offenses. Danny Trejo. But then he went clean and he cleaned up his act and became a pretty great actor.
Oh, I see. It Danny can happen
Trejo.
To you.
Everybody loves Danny Trejo. All right. And now our final one.
Ooh, baby.
Nas. Rapper
Ooh,
Nas.
Ooh, Nas, huh?
Nas. Mm. The rapper Nas. What do you think?
No.
I'm going yes.
Oh, Corky is correct.
Oh,
Corky.
Good for you, Corky.
Nas has no convictions. He did get in trouble a little bit for some minor tax offenses, but he never ended up going to jail or getting charged with anything. He just had to pay his back taxes. So very good, Corky. You tied it up on the last question.
All right.
Very good. Woo. So you guys both win. Filoni Bologna.
Yes.
Filoni Bologna is brought to us by Little John's Maid Service. They'll clean everything from the windows to the walls.
Also provided by Paul Reiser's Yeast. Makes a great Jewish rye. You'll be mad about Paul Reiser's Yeast.
Yes. And of course by David Spade's Spades. Let Joe Dirt help you with yo dirt.
And Meryl Streep's Street Sweepers. They'll clean up in hours.
Ah.
Did you see Meryl Streep in the SNL 30th or 50th anniversary show?
I didn't see any of the SNL 50th.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they bring back all the greats, and it's all the entire audience is all like huge celebrities. It's like all the biggest names in show business and all the old SNL cast members.
Mm-hmm.
So, highly recommend checking
that
out.
I saw a picture of like Will Ferrell's stomach.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. He was wearing the nut huggers as well. He was in a Scared Straight sketch,
nice.
Which also had Keenan and Eddie Murphy in it.
Eddie Murphy, huh?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy was in a Black Jeopardy sketch.
Nice.
And Tracy Morgan was playing just a random black guy named Darius. And then Eddie Murphy was playing Tracy Morgan.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Really great.
I love it.
Also, you want to do a little follow-up junction?
I'd love to do some follow-up junction on KAKU 88.5, the voice of gravy. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Chuck, we've got so much to talk about.
We got so much to talk about, and we got Corky Gardner in
We've only got a couple minutes left on the show.
This will be a great show, Corky. You're like the killers of the killer. Eat some. Eat them.
I'll eat them later. I'm looking at them.
I can't wait to introduce you, Corky. We should talk about the continued demoralization of Canada really quickly, because we talked about Canada, and our last episode was about negging Canada.
Negging Canada.
Since that has happened, I just want to say I feel bad for Canada because with all the stuff that we've been doing to Canada lately, then we beat them in hockey, which is like the ultimate offense. And so we're playing them in the final of the Four Nations hockey tournament, which is going on right now. So the next game is tomorrow, and that'll determine once and for all who's better at hockey, U.S. or Canada. Wow. Finland and Sweden have already been eliminated.
Oh, no,
so
not Finland.
Reach out to your Canadian friends. They're having a pretty rough couple of weeks. It's been rough for Canada.
Check in on your kids.
Just one second. I have a Canadian friend, and I just want to say, if anyone out there can find corn dogs that don't have honey, she's looking for those.
Okay.
You know what? I'm on the same page.
She's upset.
And then they got the blueberry pancake sausage ones. What's going on there?
I just like good old-fashioned regular corn dogs.
You can't find them, she said.
My D&D paper still has ketchup on it from corn dogs that we were eating like 2 years ago. This campaign is still going on.
Memories.
Also, I just want to talk about how funny it would be if Canada actually did become the 51st U.S. state, because they would only be like the fourth best state by GDP, because like New York has a higher GDP than Canada, and so does Texas and California. Mm-hmm. But they should hold out and be like, we'll become a state, but you have to give us like 50 electoral votes.
Nice.
And then we would never have another Republican president ever again.
What if everybody moved to Canada and it was a state? Would that be crazy?
Now, here's the thing about Canada.
Well, if Canada became a state, nobody would move to Canada
ever
again.
Would it be a state? Or would it be 10 states?
Or provinces.
Or, yeah, like,
it'd have to be like the 51st through 59th state. How many?
51st and a half.
How many Canadian provinces are there? Like 8, 10, something like that?
It's ridiculous. We can't just envelop properties that are next to us. We can't just envelop places for no reason.
Well, I mean, we can't take it over, but we can ask them very nicely to join our union. Mm-hmm. And Trudeau.
And they can say sorry.
Trudeau thought about it.
Isn't he quitting, though?
Speaking about saying sorry, also for Follow-Up Junction, just wanted to say No Hard Feelings is the name of the Jennifer Lawrence movie where she is completely naked.
Oh, yeah.
She has a completely nude scene where she fights people.
You sent me a clip of it, and there's nothing wrong with their best bros and any clips of naked women.
It's not a body double. There's no CGI. It's just naked Jennifer Lawrence for like a couple minutes fighting people, and that's available on Netflix. It's called No Hard Feelings, although if you watch it, you might have some hard feelings.
Are we on the Morningwood or the movie part?
We don't have enough time to do Morningwood, but we should mention that friend of the show Johnny Sins did go viral, because remember that speaking of Canada, that plane that crashed upside down in Canada was a Canadian made plane. That's making planes that fall apart is our job.
Johnny Sins used to live in like Kapalua, Kanapali,
and so they were showing pictures of the pilot that was flying the plane that crashed in Canada, and somebody posted a picture of Johnny Sins dressed up as a pilot, and that was the photo that was going around the internet, which happens all the time. Also,
he's an everyman.
Australian OnlyFans star Annie Knight is going to try to beat Bonnie Blue's record of having sex with 1,000 guys in 12 hours.
Let the sheets cool down.
So we'll talk more about that next week. Also, I just want to give a quick Biscuits and Gravy shout out to our friends across the pond, Tea and Crumpets. I just want to let you guys know that today and tomorrow, the 19th and the 20th of February, Wallace and Gromit and Bisto, as you know, is the British gravy company. Mm-hmm. They're doing
their gravy isn't powder. It's like nuggets.
Yeah, and so Wallace and Gromit and Bisto are doing a little collaboration where they're going to have a Wallace and Gromit gravy boat floating restaurant. It's going to be a restaurant. It's a pop-up restaurant on a boat shaped like a gravy boat.
Aww.
And they're going to be serving roasts with like mashed potatoes and gravy, and they're even going to have a gravy-based dessert. So if you're in the London area, it's either the 19th or the 20th, check out the Wallace and Gromit Bisto collaboration gravy boat restaurant. It sounds very fun.
I wonder if the corp will send us too.
I wonder if we could send Corky there. Yeah.
Go.
Tony, do you have money to send Corky to the gravy boat?
All right. So for Gluttony Club, I had a couple things I want to talk about. Anything you want to give a shout out for Gluttony Club? because we're almost out of time.
Oh, I finally went to Ramen Bones, and I do give it a thumbs up.
In Kihei?
Yeah.
The one in Kahului is fantastic, the one that's next to Target.
It's even better than this one.
I haven't been to the one in Kihei, but I've heard mixed reviews, but I'm glad
I
to hear.
There,
I liked yeah? it. It was okay, classy, cool. And they were nice to me. Mm-hmm.
Good takoyaki also.
Oh, Paniolo's opened up in Azeka.
Oh, yeah, you went there with Christy, right?
$10 martinis, guys.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, baby.
And if you guys $10.
So you got how many? 10?
You find Linda's, you guys. Linda's taco cart is, think it's somewhere in Kahului or Wailuku. Go look around, guys. Find okay. Linda's.
Very ambiguous.
I'm sorry, I can't find it either.
And then for spoiler alert, a couple things I want to give a shout out to: the show Invincible on Amazon. I'm a huge fan of. If you haven't seen Invincible, pretty much one of the best things in adult animation on TV right now. Season 2 of Severance is currently airing on Apple TV. I've been watching some Hulu comedy stuff. Roy Wood Jr., who is hilarious. He's got a new stand-up on Hulu, which is really good. Also, Kyle Kinane has a 2024.
You met Kyle Kinane recently, right?
Yeah, I did. He has a new one out, huh?
He has one that came out in 2024 that I haven't seen it yet, but it is available on Hulu, so go check that out. And then also, if you're a fan of medical dramas, there's a new one on HBO called The Pit. And it's about like an ER in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's why it's called The Pit.
That's why it's called The Pit. Also,
I thought it was just like armpit.
I thought they're in the pit.
The guy who's the main character.
Every episode.
The guy who's the main character is Noah Wiley, uh-huh. who was Dr. Carter on ER.
Yeah.
Which just had its like 25th anniversary, something like that.
Whoa.
So if you're a fan of ER, The Pit is basically ER, but it's on HBO. And it's also done the same way as 24 is, where everything's happening in real time. So the first episode is the first hour after he gets to work. The second episode is the second hour that he's at work. So it's all taking place in real time. Really great show. Go check that out. Now it's time for Chuck Stuff, the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff, the Knowledge Buffalo.
Our first question comes from Max in Portland, Maine. He wants to know, who wrote the Iliad?
Homer.
That is correct. Allison in Denver, Colorado wants to know, Beaver Cleaver is the main character in what 60s sitcom?
Leave It to Beaver.
Very good. And our final question is always a sports question, because as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof.
I think I lost my shirt last night. No,
oh, boy.
NBA superstar Luka Doncic is from what country?
Kenya.
First of all, racist. He's a white basketball player.
Okay.
Corky, you want to give
What's
a guess?
His name?
Luka Doncic.
Germany?
No, good guess, though. It's actually Slovenia.
That would have been my 280th guess.
I am from Slovenia, but you got 2 out of 3, Chuck, and you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says? And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy. Check us out 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com. Quirky Gardner, you're going to be doing some excellent comedy this week. Vincent Fodi, you're going to be doing some excellent comedy this week. I did some excellent comedy last night, baby, baby, baby.
You did. You had 3 sheets to the wind. Woo-wee!
I love being a part of your biscuit day. I'll see you next week. Same gravy place, same gravy time. And for me to you, hello!
Gravy.